Good morning.
Good morning.
One of the best pieces of advice that Roshi ever gave me when I was studying koans was one time in Daisan I came in and I was presenting my understanding of a koan, and he sat there with this quizzical look on his face, and finally he just went like this. Zen master Zenrin Kushu wrote, "Sitting silently, doing nothing, spring comes and the grass grows by itself." It's very important to understand the silence to which Zenrin Kushu is referring. The silence realized in sitting zazen is not silence as opposed to speech. It is silence that transcends any explanation or comparison. It's oftentimes referred to as original silence. Ai Tuan said, "Speech is blasphemy. Silence is a lie. Beyond speech and silence, there is a way out." Now, it's this way out to which I am referring when I speak about original silence. If we practice zazen with diligence and with great faith, the mind eventually becomes still, transcending dualities such as life and death, love and hate, good and bad, sacred and secular. We enter a state of just being, without the reference point that we call me, a state which is beyond ideas, names, and concepts. It is the experience of things as they are. Mind and body are alive, dynamic, and free, abiding nowhere. Right? So the silence is alive, it's dynamic, it's free, and it abides nowhere. And Vimalakirti described this condition as thundering silence. It's so beautiful. Thundering silence, alive, dynamic, and free. Original silence is always present, but its presence must be realized through the practice, of course, of zazen. And when this realization is embodied, it's not enough to just have the realization, it must be embodied. We discover that that original silence permeates the entire universe. Our old friend Mary Oliver wrote a poem, First Snow, which beautifully to me expresses or gives us the sense of this original silence. If you can get a sense of Vimalakirti's thundering silence resonating through this poem. "The snow began here this morning and all day continued, its white rhetoric everywhere calling us back to why, how, whence such beauty, and what the meaning. Such an auricular fever, flowing past windows, an energy it seemed would never ebb, never settle, less than lovely. And only now, deep into night, it has finally ended. The silence is immense, and the heavens still hold a million candles. Nowhere the familiar things, stars, the moon, the darkness we expect and nightly turn from. Trees glitter like castles of ribbons, and broad fields smolder with light. A passing creek bed lies heaped with shining hills. And though the questions that have assailed us all day remain, not a single answer has been found. Walking out now into the silence and the light under the trees and through the fields feels like one." Case 6 in the Gateless Gate, the Mumen Khan, takes place on Mount Gradgrakuta, a place where the Buddha regularly delivered talks to an audience of monks. In some quarters, Case 6 is referred to as the Flower Sermon. What occurs is that the Buddha steps up to deliver his talk, stands there in silence, then reaches into a nearby pond and pulls out a lotus flower. He then holds up the flower for all to see, remaining silent. Soon there is a murmur amongst the disciples, who are discussing their interpretation of what this means. Only Mahakasyapa remains silent, smiling slightly. The Buddha looks at Mahakasyapa and then states, quote, I have the all-pervading true Dharma, incomparable nirvana, the exquisite teaching of formless form. It does not rely on letters and is transmitted outside the scriptures. I now hand it to Mahakasyapa. And in Buddhist tradition, this is considered the first Dharma transmission. So this original gesture of holding up the flower was an expression of original silence, which Mahakasyapa acknowledged with just a faint smile. So this gift of original silence is available to all of us. It's our birthright. But we must practice to manifest it, to realize it. So I encourage us all to have faith in ourselves and in these words so that we can manifest original silence within ourselves and in our lives. Ling Yu, like the clear stillness of autumn water, pure and without activity, in its tranquil depths are no obstructions.